We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. If Steve McIntosh has the day off, it is Wednesday, March 7th. Wildfires in Kansas and a top advisor resigning. Those details up.
Wildfires continue to rage across Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. On Tuesday, the Wichita City Council discussed a new fireworks ordinance.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. It is a chilly walk out the door this morning, but we're not going to have that strong wind to contend with later on this afternoon. Our complete forecast is on the way.
More than three dozen wildfires scorching portions of Kansas yesterday and forcing evacuations.
Over the past 2 days, crews have extinguished 21 fires. 10 still report hotspots that are being monitored, with a total of 16 fires contained. Officials estimate that around 25,000 acres have burned so far. In Ellis County, east of Hayes, Red Cross volunteer Vernon Peterson tells KSN News crews there have been working long hours battling a fire that has consumed 5 miles of that county.
They need energy to go on, and that's what we do.
Some residents evacuated Tuesday afternoon for safety. Four county fire departments have been working through the night to bring the blaze under control. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump's top economic advisor resigning amid continued disagreement over trade and tariffs.
Gary Cohn, the director of the National Economic Council, has been a leading opponent to planned tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. As President Trump continues to make his case for those tariffs, Cohn has announced his resignation. In a statement, Cohn calls it an honor to serve in the administration. President Trump also praised his top economic advisor, saying Gary did a superb job in driving our agenda. Cohn's is the latest high-profile departure a week after Communications Director Hope Hicks announced she's leaving the administration. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Yesterday, the Wichita City Council discussing a possible new fireworks ordinance.
There were two options under consideration. Option A would have allowed the sale of full-power fireworks within the city limits of Wichita, which could only be used in designated safe-to-shoot areas. There would be fire, police, and EMS crews at each of those sites. A fireworks sales permit would have increased to $5,000 per sale site. The ordinance would have also reduced the dates and times of legal use of fireworks. Option B would have maintained the current city laws, which allow sale and use of fireworks that spark less than 6 feet. It would have also set fireworks sales permits at $1,500 per sale site. In both options, citizens caught shooting illegal fireworks and or shot them outside of the designated times would be subject to a $250 fine. This proposal brought a big turnout from citizens who were in favor of both options presented. In the end, Mayor Jeff Longwell asked for a deferment of the ordinance back to district advisory boards. The city council vote to postpone the measure indefinitely passed 7-0. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
19-year-old Christopher Coley has died 2 weeks after he was shot in a parking lot in Wichita in the middle of the night at Maple and 135th Street West.
Mr. Coley was at Dillon's with a female to sell marijuana to a 21-year-old male. During the drug transaction, Mr. Coley was shot in the head by the suspect. The suspect fled the area in a vehicle. Investigators were able to identify the 21-year-old male, and he was taken into custody last week and booked on an unrelated warrant.
Police Officer Paul Cruz says the case has been presented to the District Attorney's Office for charges. This now becomes Wichita's 8th homicide case of the year. Power in exchange for nukes. That's the new deal that North Korea is putting on the table. on the Korean Peninsula.
South Korean officials coming to Washington later this week to brief the White House on an offer from North Korea to denuclearize in exchange for assurances the U.S. won't try to overthrow Kim Jong-un. President Trump sounding an optimistic tune, saying he believes Pyongyang is sincere and that tough economic sanctions are working. California Democrat John Garamendi, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, tells Fox News at night,
I think we ought to pursue what appears to be something of an offer, that is a denuclearization. What's the quo on the quid? We remains to be seen.
Vice President Mike Pence is warning America's posture towards the regime will not change without verifiable steps toward denuclearization. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach defending Kansas's voter registration law yesterday in federal court, claiming that the measure he championed has prevented anywhere between 1,000 and 18,000 non-citizens from casting ballots. During opening statements in the federal lawsuit challenging his authority to implement the requirements, Kobach said one of his experts is going to testify that the higher end of that range is more likely. He argued that the law, which requires people to provide documents such as a birth certificate or passport at motor vehicle offices to register to vote, was much more effective than previous policies requiring registrants only to check boxes saying that they were over 18 and a U.S. citizen. Kobach said that his office has been able to document 129 non-citizens who voted or tried to vote since 2000. He says that number is, quote, the tip of the iceberg, and we know the iceberg is much larger. It is 8:06 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Springing forward, falling back. One state says, the heck with it. And it's a bottle that's been floating around out there for a long, long time. Those details are on the way. KNSS News Time is 8:06.
Watch your speed westbound on Kellogg. Seen several vehicles pulled over on Kellogg at this time. An increased police presence, especially westbound on Kellogg, in the city limits this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
It is 8:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. This weekend might be the last that people in Florida will be springing forward.
Famous Florida sunshine does have to set, but how about a little bit more time with it at least?
It's great to have light after work.
After years of tries that got nowhere, the Florida House and Senate both just passed bills to put us on permanent daylight saving time. So we spring forward and we never fall back. It does still need the governor's signature, and then it needs Congress to say okay. But this isn't unheard of. Most of Arizona, Hawaii, and several territories, including Puerto Rico, don't do a time change.
That's Fox 35 Orlando's Brian Scott reporting. It is 8:10 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
I just got a call from traffic tracker Patrick.
Yes.
Patrick was saying that, especially westbound on Kellogg, as he was driving across Kellogg this morning, he saw several vehicles pulled over.
Yeah?
Yeah, so they might be paying a little extra attention to westbound Kellogg at this time.
Ah.
Might be a good idea to watch your speed over there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Washington in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast here on this Wednesday. Check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Hello, Dan.
Good morning. Overnight, temperatures fell below freezing in south-central Kansas, and with a clearing sky, we'll be sunny today, our high 52, not nearly as windy with northwest winds up to about 15 or 20 miles per hour. Clear overnight, our low in the low 20s, 56 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a wind out of the northwest. We're under a sunny sky. It is 27 degrees with a wind chill 17. We're on our way to a high of 52. There's your weather forecast here on this Wednesday. 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. You know, you'd like to think you'd always be able to get a hold of your congressional representative or your state representative, no matter who that may be, especially through social media. Very easy way to do that these days. But one man in Florida says he's on the outs when it comes to his state representative. We're talking with legal analyst Loretta Powers today from Fox. And Loretta, this man in Florida says that he can't get in touch with his state rep. There's a problem there.
Right. The ACLU wants to set a precedent and decide once and for all, is Twitter the same thing as a town hall meeting? I think not. The internet is a very scary place, and people get out of hand. Politicians and people need a way to protect themselves if a person is acting offensively.
So this state representative is blocking one of his constituents, a Twitter user, from social media, so he can't get in touch with him anymore through that electronic medium. But like you said, is this area of social media and electronic communication becoming more and more part of the law now?
I think so, but at the end of the day, I think a court is going to throw this out. There are other ways to reach your state representative, and I understand that breaking news happens on Twitter, but just because you're blocked doesn't mean that you can't log out and see what a politician is saying. I'm sure that the courts will say that companies like Twitter are entitled to run their businesses as they see fit, and that includes the block function.
And some people say it's a violation of freedom of speech. So we start getting into that territory, which sometimes is very nebulous as well.
Absolutely. Free speech will always trump everything else. However, I don't think that blocking somebody is limiting their free speech. They are free to set up another account as long as they're not offensive. Free speech is not absolute. You can't just yell fire at a crowded movie theater.
We're talking with legal analyst Loretta Powers today. And Loretta, another story that we've been following this week is the reemergence of comedian Bill Cosby back in court. Of course, the Me Too movement now might have a sizable impact on how this second trial is going to go. How are things going to shake out there?
Right. Well, Bill Cosby had his first sexual assault trial that ended up in a hung jury. Harvey Weinstein was probably the most powerful man in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he can't even sit at a diner without getting punched in the face. A cheap diner at that. You know, times have changed. However, I'm not sure that a culture shift on the outside will affect a court at law on the inside. Because no matter what the political climate is, the prosecution must prove each element beyond a reasonable doubt. Cosby's defense team says that they have some new evidence that shows that Cosby wasn't even in the state whenever the alleged assault were to happen. Basically, the jury needs to weigh all of the evidence and ultimately come down to a conclusion.
And hasn't there been a tactic on the Cosby team to try to basically dismiss some of these accusers and not even let them be part of this process at this point?
Right. We still don't know if they're going to allow 19 women to testify to establish a pattern. It's something that the court will have to make a game time decision on.
That we'll follow that trial as it continues. Loretta, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Good information today from legal analyst Loretta Powers this morning, speaking in with us and joining us from Fox. Thanks very much to Loretta Powers today. It is 8:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for being with us on a day that will not be as windy as yesterday. There's your good news as we head into this Wednesday. You know, you can now watch Netflix or play games or listen to the radio on your tablet or your phone, even while you're in the shower.
Hmm.
Someone has invented a shower curtain that holds all your devices and keeps them dry
Neat.
While you take your shower. It's a see-through shower curtain. There's a lot of pockets on the outside to hold your devices, and they are at different height levels, so anyone from the kiddos to the tall adults can have access. You face the screen of your gadget into the shower so that you can actually touch and swipe while you're soaping down.
Huh.
So it says. I find that highly...
I hate to say this, but this is a product I would probably really like.
Oh, well, there you go.
I wonder
if it works.
I don't know. You know, that'd be something...
That's my doubt.
I'd be willing to try it if it would work. I've got to say this. I've already got a waterproof Bluetooth speaker in my shower mm-hmm. so I can listen yep. to a podcast or music while I'm showering. So this is only one further step in that direction.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
A pastry and donut delivery driver is now being called a hero. He handed out free goodies to drivers who were stranded in a winter storm over in the United Kingdom. He unloaded the treats from the back of the truck, shared them with the drivers that had been out there stuck for hours.
Hmm.
Now, he's only the driver. I wonder if he was licensed to do that. I wonder if the company that owns those donuts might take issue with that.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. 8:16 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Of course, this is March Madness, and we get into that time of year, and people will be filling out brackets.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, it goes on all over the place. And Warren Buffett is a guy that gets involved with this. You know, one of the richest persons in the world.
Sure.
Third richest, man in the world, by the way. And he's a huge basketball fan. He is coming back with his third annual March Madness Bracket Contest for employees that work at his company, Berkshire Hathaway.
Okay.
This is a guy that will talk your ear off about tax reform and investments, but, you know, he'll also... get into basketball speak if you want to talk about it with him.
Sure.
He says this year his company is going to award the prize for whoever goes the furthest. If you get to the Sweet 16, he says he'll get you $1 million a year for life. which if Creighton or Nebraska won, it would be $2 million. Yeah, he's huge fans of the Omaha. Anyway, his company is huge. They have 380,000 employees at 63 companies all over the world. Geico, Duracell, Dairy Queen, there's a lot of things that are under Warren Buffett's
a lot of
purvey,
bosses
yeah.
would only worry about the lost productivity around, you know, March Madness and brackets and stuff like that. This guy,
he's just giving into it. He says people are going to do it anyway. So,
he's down. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. Now, he first got into the bracket game 4 years ago when he and Quicken Loans offered $1 billion to anyone who completed a perfect bracket.
Yeah. Who picked
which
every
is
game.
Just, you know, yeah.
The odds
of doing it are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. So
right.
obviously this is just not going to happen. But now he's offering $1 million if you get a perfect Sweet 16. If you even make it as far as a perfect Sweet 16,
you get $1 million.
Yeah. Is what he's promising
nice.
There to one of his employees. Yeah. So, yeah. How about that?
Well, good for those employees
How
that
about
can
that? Yeah.
get into that.
There were 18 brackets last year on ESPN that had all Sweet 16 correct. This out of about, 19 million submitted.
Sure, yeah.
There were only 18 people in America that got all Sweet 16 correct.
Wow.
So,
Buffett is probably secure in even that, in only giving out $1 million if someone in his, one of his companies can get that far.
Well, plus he can afford it. He's Warren Buffett.
And more money for Warren. Of course, his fortune is $84 billion.
So many times in contests like that, you're also looking at some kind of payout insurance on that sort of thing where you can...
But it doesn't matter for him. He doesn't care. Yeah. No. He's just having fun with his employees. It's 8:19 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's check out what's going on in sports. And we have a big game tonight at Hartman Arena in Park City, in fact, as we have JUCO men's basketball going on at the regional semifinals yesterday at Hartman Arena in Park City. What a big game. 14th-ranked Hutchinson, 19th-ranked Barton County, and the defending national champions advance. Hutchinson beats Barton 74-69. The Hutchinson men under head coach Steve Eck advance into the finals tonight, setting up a massive championship game at Hartman Arena at 7 o'clock tonight. 14th-ranked Hutchinson, 10th-ranked Coffeyville, with the winner advancing to the national tournament. Hutchinson is 28-5. Coffeyville is 28-4. Wow. That will be a massive game tonight at Hartman Arena in the regional championship game. Little men's basketball action tonight as the Big 12, a conference tournament, begins in Kansas City at the Sprint Center. 6 o'clock tonight is the first game. It features Oklahoma State against Oklahoma. The winner of that game will advance into the quarterfinals and take on top seed Kansas tomorrow afternoon as the Big 12 tournament gets underway. Last night, we had the Colonial Conference championship game. Charleston beat Northeastern for the title there. Charleston is going to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 19 years. You heard that game last night on KFH. Charleston is led by head coach Earl Grant, former Wichita State assistant under coach Greg Marshall. Coach Grant taking Charleston to the tournament. Tonight, you can listen to more March Madness as the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament begins in New York City. First round play tonight. Live coverage at 6 o'clock on KFH. Wichita State baseball action yesterday. 22nd-ranked Shockers hosting SIU Edwardsville at X Stadium. Shocks were scoreless through the first four innings, but they finally got the bats unloaded. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game yesterday on a windy day at X Stadium right here on KNSS.
Line into right field. That's a base hit for Mason O'Brien. One run is in. Bulmer around third, heading home. The throw will be short, and a two-run single for Mason O'Brien, who's just been driving in runs like it's going out of style. RBI number 14 and 15 on the season, and it is now a big inning for the Shockers as they have scored four times to take a 4-1 lead.
And the Shocks go on to win it 6-1 as three Shocker pitchers combine on a three-hitter, striking out 15 along the way. Shocker baseball team now 9-1 on the season. And the 22nd-ranked Shockers play their first road game of the season tonight down in Tulsa at Oral Roberts. Shane Dennis, not tonight, this afternoon rather, this afternoon. Shane Dennis will have live coverage beginning at 2:30 today, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hockey tonight, 7 o'clock in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena. Wichita Thunder hosting the bottom team in the league, the Quad City Mallards. Wichita, of course, will be leaving town on an 8-game road trip during the NCAA men's basketball tournament at Intrust Bank Arena. So one last time for a while to see the Thunder hockey team on home ice, 7 o'clock downtown at Intrust Bank Arena, wrapping up a 4-game homestand for the Thunder. And a couple of softball notes for you. The Shocker softball team wins its home opener yesterday at Wilkins Stadium, beat Arkansas 1-0. Arkansas came in with a record of 16-1, but the Shocks shut them out. Game 2 of the doubleheader got canceled because of the windy conditions. Arkansas has never won a softball game in Wichita. Shocks win it 1-0. And yesterday we had softball in El Dorado. JUCO softball for Butler Community College, ranked number 18 in the nation, hosting Dodge City. Butler won the opener 30-2, and then the nightcap 14-0. 30 runs in one game by the Butler softball team ties the school record for runs in a game. Wow. Big win, big wins yesterday for Butler softball, ranked in the top 20. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. 8:24 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Traffic and weather next. And another connection between the dossier and the Clintons. Don't miss Sean Hannity's Morning Minute next on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.